Believe it or not, this is WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York, WHCL.org in Clinton, New York, as I say, coming to you from beautiful Hamilton College. And we're having a good time here tonight. Here's something a bit more modern.
Once I was the king of Spain.
Now I eat humble pie.
Oh, my unspeakable wife, Queen Lisa.
Now I eat humble pie.
I'm telling you, I was the king of Spain.
Now I eat humble pie.
And now I work at the Pizza Pizza.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Ba-da, ba-ba-da, ba-da, 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 ba-da.
Royalties, Lord, it looked good on me. Married in silk in the royal boudoir, or going nuclear free, or playing crokinole with the princess of Monaco. Telling my jokes to the OPEC leaders, getting it all on video. Once I was the king of Spain.
Now I eat humble pie.
A palatial palace, that was my home.
Now I eat humble pie.
I'm telling you, I was the king of Spain.
Now I eat humble pie.
And now I vacuum the turf at Sky Dome.
Once he was the king of Spain. Ba-da, ba-ba-da, ba-ba-da, ba-ba-da.
I can't wait, I'm lowering interest rates. My people say,
King, how are you such a genius?
There's a roof overhead
and food on our plate.
It's laissez-faire, I don't even give a care. Let's make Friday part of the weekend and give every new baby chocolate eclair. Once I was the king of Spain.
Now I eat humble pie.
Hey Clinton, hey Yeltsin, got problems? You phone me.
Now I eat humble pie.
I'm telling you, I was the king of Spain.
Now I eat humble pie.
Now the Leafs call me up to drive the Zamboni.
Once he was the king of Spain.
Ladies and gentlemen, I introduce to you the International Orchestra. Might be wondering how I came to be living in Canada after being royalty in Spain. Should I tell them, guys?
Tell us, kids!
You see, late one night when the palace was asleep, out of my royal chambers and into the garden I creep, and I wait till the appointed time when the moon is lighting the pitch, at which point my peasant friend who looks just like me arrives, so we make a switch. Prince and pauper, junior and whopper, a world made up of silver and copper. Under my own volition, I took a change of position. So next time you drool in the pizza line, remember slower, pizza's more luscious. The king of Spain never rushes. Once I was the king of Spain.
Now I eat humble pie.
I was looking for offhanded ways to improve us.
Now I eat humble pie.
I'm telling you, I was the king of Spain.
Now I eat humble pie.
And now I'm jamming with Moxie Fruvus.
Once he was the king of Spain.
Moxie Fruvus and WHCL. Gotta love them. Oh, boy. I used to go and see their stuff all the time. They were up here numerous times. In Clinton. Yes, here at the college and at the Kirkland Arts Center. And I saw them in Utica. They were here frequently. But they haven't been here lately. That was from 93, I believe. And before that, Lion, the Roaring Lion, the Vendor Song, Gold Bond Soap, 1938. Before that, Wilmoth Houdini, Poor But Ambitious. Well, it's half right in my case. 1940. Continuing now, we have Guy Lombardo singing an Auctioneer's Song. Or so it would seem, although it isn't quite that, because I listened, and there's no Auctioneer in here, but there's a... It's certainly redolent of what auctioneers would say on any given occasion. And here it is. Going, going, gone.
Thank you.
you see. Goodbye, I'm going, going, gone. Better get your black dress out. Tell your friends we're on the out and out. Goodbye, I'm going, going, gone. Gonna take a trip I never took before. Don't know where I'll land. Better get my hat and show me to the door. Honey, here's my hand. Gonna take my dog with me. He's the only friend I have, you see. Goodbye, I'm going, going, gone.
With the water for my daughter.
For his daughter.
I want the waiter with the water for my daughter, cause my daughter has an order for some water on a tray. He's got a menu,
got a menu
that'll send you.
He's
got a menu that'll send you and befriend you.
And befriend
he's
you.
Got a menu that'll send you and befriend you, maybe lend you if you help me find the waiter with the tray. While my daughter was having lunch one day, she caught the waiter's eye. He took one look at her and ran away. Now she's gonna die of thirst unless I find that guy. I want the waiter,
the waiter
with the water.
With the water.
I want the waiter with the water for my daughter.
For his daughter.
I don't want the butcher or the baker or the candlestick maker. I want the waiter with the water on a tray.
Thank you.
mette un poco ruggito de mame. Calentico y rico está, ya no se puede pedir más. Ay, caserita, no me dejes ir, porque después te vas a arrepentir y va a ser muy tarde ya. Manitero se va. Caserita, no te acuestes a dormir sin comerte un cucurrucho de madera. Cuando la calle sola está, casera de mi corazón. A su cantar, llama desde su balcón. Dame de tu mami, dame de tu mami. Esta noche no voy a poder dormir sin comerme un cucurrucho de mamé. Me
Peanut vendor. Well, that's an occupation. Nothing you'd go to Hamilton to study, I suppose, but some people wind up doing that. That was 1930, Don Aspiasso and his Havana Casino Orchestra. Before that, Harry Roy and his band again. I Want the Waiter with the Water. Always harassing those waiters. That was from 1940. Since then, I think they've unionized. Well, let's hope they have. Before that, the Kitchen Man. No, that's next thing I'm playing. Guy Lombardo, starting with a song about an auctioneer, ostensibly. Going, Going, Gone. And that was from 1933. Now the Kitchen Man. We're going to do a little set here of on Radio. I'm Andy Sr., your host in need of a new set of glasses. The Kitchen Man, starting a set of somewhat culinary topics. Or so it would seem on the surface of it. Here's Bessie Smith, and this is from 1929. Eddie Lang in there, playing his heart out. My goodness.
Madam Books was quite beloved. Servants by the score. Footman's at each door, butlers and maids galore. But one day Dan, her kitchen man, gave in his notice he's through. She cried, oh, Dan, don't go, it'll grieve me if you do. I love his cabbage, crave his hash, deppy about his sucker taste. I can't do without my kitchen man. a kitchen man. His frankfurters are all so sweet, how I like his sausage meat. I can't do without my kitchen man. Oh, how that boy can open clams, no one else can touch my hands. I can't do without my kitchen man. When I eat his donuts, all I leave is a hole. Anytime he wants to, why, he can use my sugar bowl. Oh, his bologna's really worth a try, never fails to satisfy. I can't do without my kitchen man.
She said, Mr. General Baker, let me be your slave. When Gabriel blows his trumpet, then I'll rise from my grave for some of your good jelly roll. Yes, I love good jelly roll. It is good for the sick, yes, and it's good for the old. I was sentenced for murder in the first degree. The judge's wife call up and says, let that man go free. He's a jelly roll baker. He's got the best jelly roll in town. His only man can bake jelly roll with his damper down. Was in a hospital, shot all full of holes. The nurse left the man dying and says he's got to get a jelly roll, his good old jelly. She says, I love my good jelly roll. She says, I'd rather let him lose his life than to miss my good jelly roll.
Thank you. you ever hear about Pete? Just that old man Pete. Now Pete was a dealer in meat. Nice fresh pig meat. People come from miles and miles around. Little old man Pete moved into town. So Pete bought himself a store. Where people could come and eat more. And business was so great that Pete had to take unto himself a mate. Then one night he got in a fight. All the people wouldn't eat his meat just right. And business didn't turn out so good. So Pete started selling wood. And business didn't turn out nice. So Pete started selling rice. And then he took it in his head.
What?
Start selling bread. And that's old man Pete, a wonderful dealer in meat. Thought his business just grand, fine old meat man. And he sing your prayer, pray the children, Lord, oh Lord. The meat man.
Well, everybody will change careers a certain number of times in a lifetime. It's as simple as that. No tragedy there. That was Meat Man Pete by Vance Dixon and his Pencils. Now, that's a creative name. 1931. Before that, from 1940, Lonnie Johnson. He's a Jelly Roll Baker. Quite a testimonial. And before that, another testimonial to the Kitchen Man, Bessie Smith from 1929. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr. with going to go till about 10 o'clock tonight playing this stuff. It's I'm enjoying it, even though it seems a lot like work. because it's about work, and that's why I'm playing it. And now some business. This is the business section. We certainly won't alienate our business community. We're going to start with Gene Cardos and his orchestra from 1931, Business in F.
Certain business.
Funny business.
Give me that business in F. Now beat a tappy.
Make it snappy.
Keep me happy. give me that business in F. Now start it, moving easy. Pick up, make it breezy. Hit it, don't you tease me. Oh boy, don't be hiding.
Don't be hiding.
Keep it sliding.
Keep it sliding.
Now you're riding.
Now you're riding.
Give me that business in F.
Tweet, 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 tweet,
Business in Q. The musicians know it by another name. And speaking of which, that was by Frank Frumbauer. Frank Frumbauer, 1932. And I just can't help but wonder whom that particular blast of obloquy may have been aimed at. Could have been a lot of people. But it was well done. Well done. Before that, Clyde McCoy from 33, Business on the QT. Beginning with the original one, Business in F, Gene Cardos and his orchestra, actually a lyric to that, which isn't that elaborate. It's not a Rodgers and Hart by any means. But that was from 1931. Now on Radiola, I'm Andy Sr., and I hope nobody applies the obloquy to me, too, although some days I think I deserve it. This is Radiola on WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York, and WHCL.org. And we continue now with a rare snap, rare snatch of dialogue from a show from 1929. This was recorded and issued as a phonograph record. It was a play called Hot Chocolate, and the piano player in here is Fats Waller. But it's called Big Business. So here's about 6 minutes of Big Business, and more business after that. We do love the business community, after all.
Oh man, stop that piano! Come on, let's get down to business. We're all the fight's got to go on sometime this week.
What? Time is off. Big boss coming.
What's the matter?
I say, what time is a big boss coming?
Well, man, if he's as long getting you as you was asking about him, he won't be here till tomorrow.
Well, I wish he'd hurry up and come on, cause I'm in training, and I want to go home and eat.
Yeah, well, whoa, oh, my goodness, got me doing this now. So listen here, what you going to have for supper, licorice?
Well, start off with, I have a chicken soup.
Yeah, to get started.
And I wind up with hot biscuits and butter.
Well, butter ain't bad.
That ain't bad. Let me get in here. Yes, I ain't got much time to waste, so let's get down to business.
You okay with me?
Let's get in.
You all know that on next Wednesday evening at 9:30 p.m., that Kid Licklish over here is going to meet Hot Chocolate for the in-between weight championship. And we is here to figure out the details of this coming fight. Now, the first detail is who going to win the fight. I am open for offer.
Now, gentlemen, I am here to represent the Lenny Abner Betting Club. And I offer $4,000 to let Hot Chocolate win.
Oh, man, $4,000 ain't no money. I got $6,000 for that featherweight bout last week. These men's is heavier, and I've got to have more money.
Pick 'em up, everybody.
Who are you?
I'm from Chicago. Now, listen, I'm representing the Southside Syndicate. Our racket has always been marked cards and loaded dice. We're new to the fight game, and because we're new, we're willing to put up a little extra dough to prove our honesty. So I'm going for $5,000 to throw the fight to Kid Licklish.
$5,000 ain't no money. Let me tell you something. Before I sell this fight for $5,000, I'd let the thing be on the level.
Now, gentlemen, I'm a little rough. Oh, I beg your pardon. Have you the time?
Sure, I got the time. It's going on. It's around, that's it. Look at it for yourself.
Oh, yes. So it is. Yes. Now, gentlemen, if I was about to say this one little
wait
detail...
Wait a minute. Give me my watch. Who are you saying?
Oh, I
yeah,
beg
give
your
me
pardon.
My watch.
Oh, the man wasn't going to keep the watch, Fishmouth.
Who are you calling Fishmouth? Where you get that at? Call me Fishmouth again.
Look out now.
Call me Fishmouth. You don't have to say Fishmouth. Let me hear you say fish. And I'll knock them bumps off your head.
Now, gentlemen, I represent the United Association of Number Banks.
I play it there.
And we offer $8,000 if the winner of the fight is Hot Chocolate. But there must be a knockout.
Say, now, just a minute. I got this fight all fixed to be a decision bout. Yeah.
The fight is in the bag.
And I've been rehearsing the two fighters out of the way for the last 6 weeks. Why, I even got the newspaper man fixed.
Is it?
Say, Johnson,
yeah.
Read them official fight results for next Wednesday night.
I represent the Dark Dispatch. According to these proof sheets here, the fight results for next Wednesday night as follows.
Reed Johnson.
The second, fourth, fifth, and seventh round, Hot Chocolate. The first, third, sixth, and eighth round, Kid Licklish.
Yeah, that Licklish right on there.
And of course, these last two rounds goes to the winner. Whoever you decide he's gonna be.
I know what
piano, let me get my business straight.
Well, I say, Mr. Newspaper Man.
Yeah.
I think you got that report just about right.
How do you know?
He's got to know. He's the referee.
Oh, yeah?
Well, of course I know. And I was engaged to referee this fight. My contract read it was to be a decision fight.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't gonna break my contract.
No.
If I go around doing things like that, people will say I'm a crook.
Well, gentlemen, I offer $8,000 for a knockout. No knockout. No money.
Oh, say, now, wait a minute.
I ain't got time.
Yeah, wait a minute. Hold that, brother. Say, brother, is you got the $8,000 with you?
I came here to gamble.
Say, Johnson?
Yeah.
Lock that door.
Done locked the door and got the key in my pocket.
Kid Licklish, you is knocked out. Now, what round do you want to be knocked out in?
The first round.
Oh, you got that boy.
Just a minute, gentlemen. Just a minute, gentlemen. I represent the Midnight Moving Picture Company.
Uh-huh.
And this fight's got to go more than five rounds. We can't get no money out of a short picture. It's got to go 10 rounds.
Oh, man, the fight can't go 10 rounds.
What's
the
reason?
Because our paper's out at 10 o'clock. And if the fight don't start till 9:30, the paper will be on the street before the fight is over with.
Oh, hold your paper.
I ain't going to hold my paper.
Well, then hold your head, then.
No.
I bet you I'll beat some of them shoe buttons off your head.
Oh, my goodness.
You little newspaper guys always coming around here kicking. You ain't going to spoil my fight for a little money. It's up to us to keep the fight game clean.
That's what we're trying to do here.
I say 10 rounds.
I say what I say 10
rounds to make a good fight.
I split the difference and make it 8 rounds.
No, well, it's got to be 5 rounds.
How come?
Because I'm Hot Chocolate's manager, and I know that bar can't count no higher than five.
Well, teaching to count up to 8.
Oh, I ain't going to have the time. Fight him a 7 days off.
Well, here, I'll tell you what to do. Let him count up to 5.
Yes.
Then start him all over again.
Yes.
When he gets to 3 the second time, that's 8.
Oh,
That ain't all over this world.
No. Wait, you better write that down. I ain't gonna be able to remember that myself.
What kind of manager are you?
I'm doing the best I can.
Well, I'm glad we got everything settled.
Yeah.
And on next Wednesday evening at 9:30 p.m., the fight fans in Harlem will see the greatest fight that ever was pulled off between Kid Lickridge and Hot Chocolate.
Yeah.
And me, the best man, win.
Well, you got the money.
I'm sorry, I got to leave y'all now.
Yeah,
I'm serving on the grand jury.
Wow.
Yeah, they got a guy up there for fixing a horse race.
Wow.
Can you imagine a guy dirty enough to fix a horse race with hundreds of people betting on it?
Why, the dirty crook.
Now, that's what I want to play that piano, so I can hear you good then.
I'll run my business, brother. You run your mouth, and I'll run my business, brother. You tell everybody that I'm busted. Talk so much, you got me disgusted. You run your mouth. I'll handle my business, brother, and I ain't playing. You run your mouth and I'll run my business, brother. You run your mouth and I'll run my business, brother. You always telling these you're my pal. Want to tell me how to sell my gal. I ain't worried about that. You run your mouth. I handle my business, brother. And you keep that in mind.
Sounds like the theme song of the Club for Growth. You run your mouth, I'll run my business. Fats Waller and his rhythm from 1940. Before that, Fats, again, in a peripheral role as pianist, behind the original cast of Hot Chocolate. And that was from 1929. Big Business, Parts 1 and 2. Amazing. And now, Annette Hanshaw. If you want to find out any of these playlists that I'm on my Radiola shows, go to my Radiola blog. radiolablog.blogspot.com, or type Radiola into Google, and I am prominently featured on the first page. You'll see, I'm there. Lots of good links there, lots of good things you can explore, so I hope you check that out. Here's Annette Hanshaw, a couple of, now since we do consider work done in the home as work indeed, and certainly not to be disparaged by whoever does it. And I'm doing it now in my home, but I suppose it was a slightly different model back in 1930. So here's Annette Hanshaw with a couple of songs, beginning with When I'm Housekeeping for You, 1930.
And the beds I'll be making for you. Cooking and spicing and spreading cake icing to make life enticing for you. I know that man's work may be from sun to sun, but woman's work somehow is never, never done. So laughing, not weeping, I'll go to my sweeping when I am housekeeping for you.
One I love. My baby likes bacon.
me, I want his heart. My baby is happy, no wonder I'm happy. While I'm cooking breakfast for the one I love.
Got a rhythm that the good Lord has given them. It's a rhythm, you'll understand, when they do that dance that's known as wiping the pan. Gee, it's a panic when a kitchen mechanic steps around to that old jug band, when they do that dance that's known as wiping the pan. With their hands turned down, they circle them around. With their elbows high, they'll knock your damper down. Up jumps a sister with a new kind of twister, shouting, woman, don't need no man, when they do that dance that's known as wiping the pan.
Wiping the pan. I was wiping the pan today. I'll tell you what, pan I was wiping. I came down today, and I'll tell you what else was playing. That was Wiping the Pan by Bernie Stevens and his orchestra, Billy Murray on the vocal from 1929. But I came down today, and I had been sleeping for several hours after a long night of putting the show together. So I came down about 1. I smelled a funny smell. It was a hot smell. Came down. Frying pan was on the stove, and the stove was on, and it had been on for at least like 3 hours. And so that leads me to the speculation. why hadn't it turned to molten metal? Huh? Why hadn't it turned to molten metal? Like the World Trade Center. Enough of that. Before that, we had Annette Hanshaw cooking breakfast for the one I love, which I'm going to start doing, by the way, 1930. And beginning with When I'm Housekeeping for You, and also from 1930. And now, I give you a Cuban orchestra here on WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York, and WHCL.org. Antobal's Cubans with Chick Bullock on the vocal. El Trapero, which basically was it's about a guy selling old clothes or buying old clothes. Mostly buying them, I think. You'll see.
Of any old clothes, remember my cry, oh, oh.